Well, our friend Howard Schwartz is back with us, the Executive Communications Director for the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. And, Dan, I cannot believe now there is some criminal activity that is harvesting personal information and money all by email.
No,
would you believe this?
This
one?
Is very concerning, Brad. And the Touchpoints Rehab Interview Chair is Howard Schwartz. Howard, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Hey, good morning, Brad.
Yes, yes. What about this? I mean, is there anything that you can be sure of these days, Howard?
Yeah, you can be sure that you've got to expect things to happen, whether we like them or not. And this is a scam. It's not new. It first appeared last year, and I'll explain the scam in a moment, but it was only attacking the corporate world. And now it has spread to nonprofits and schools and medical device providers, healthcare providers. And it's called the W-2 scam. Of course, W-2s are those forms that we submit with our income tax returns. Well, Brad, you're right. The scam does involve email. And what happens is someone in the office, usually accounting or human resources, will receive an email or what looks like an email from the company's CEO. And the emails that we've heard about will say things like, send me W-2s on all of the employees, including their date of birth and their Social Security numbers. Now, once again, they've got no reason to doubt on a day-to-day basis, to doubt the origin of an email like this. But if the company hasn't spoken about this kind of scam, then people are left open to it. That's where the part comes in terms of people's information being stolen. And the interesting thing about this is that this is a much bigger payout than something like a credit card. And the reason I say that is because if we take a look over the past few months and we look forward, one credit card really is peanuts in the hands of a criminal. If you get somebody's information, their identity information, then you can get a whole bunch of credit cards until the heat's off, and you can get documents, driver's license, all sorts of things with someone else's information. So these W-2 forms, again, are being requested by what looks like the CEO by an email. It doesn't stop there. One of the other things that's happening is that people in other departments in the same company could very well receive an email, again, from supposedly a CEO saying, I would like you to send by wire transfer a given amount of money to an account that is not part of the company. So this one is a double slap in the face. I mean, we've got people who work for these companies. Their W-2s are being asked for by complete strangers. And the office crews, they're being duped as well into doing things that they would have never done if they'd imagined this sort of thing.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Howard, what do we do to protect ourselves against all of this?
Very first thing is businesses have to reevaluate their workplace procedures, because the simplest way for criminals to run these operations is if business lacks the checks and balances that are necessary to protect employees' information and money. Meet with all employees. And if you are an employee, this is something that you might want to bring up. In the past, this activity was not something that nonprofits gave much thought to, for example, but make sure all employees understand how these schemes work. Review your written policies, who can do what, when you should be checking. And some communications are safer when conducted by telephone, as we can see. Executives may not be available on a given day, for example, when they're on the road, but consider a policy that requires voice communications to authenticate any requests for personal information or currency transfers. And, of course, you can learn more about these and other scams at the Internal Revenue Service website at irs.gov.
Howard Schwartz, Executive Communications Director for the Better Business Bureau serving Connecticut. Howard, I am fascinated by another one, and this is hard to believe. Furnace cleaning. This is a scam, cleaning a furnace?
It happened to me.
Huh?
the folks who usually send me fuel, I ask them to send someone over to do the yearly cleaning. And one day I come home and he's there and he's made a, sorry, the technician came and he left a note up saying, this unit is unfit for use, turn off and leave off. And there were a bunch of exclamation points. So I said, well, how did you come to this conclusion? And he said, there you have a bunch of cracks on the inside of your furnace. And the furnace is working perfectly. So I thanked him, and he said, well, by the way, we can replace your furnace for $3,500, and we'll take the old one away, and you won't pay for today's service call. I called in for a second opinion, and this gentleman comes in, and he takes measurements, and he says, I'm not going to denigrate someone else's work. He says, but I have this meter here. It shows your air is clean. When I turn on the furnace, the smoke goes up the chimney. When I turn it off, the smoke is exactly where it is. So he says, well, do you have do you have any soot around your the heat registers? I said, no. He says, do you have any, are your eyes watery? And I said, no. He says, well, do you get headaches? I said, sure, when somebody tells me I need a $3,500 furnace. And I don't. I got a headache. So this really underscores the importance of getting a second opinion. But let's emphasize, though, for the folks, if you do smell something in your house, by all means, get out and call the fire department right away. You don't want to take that chance, as opposed to a situation like this where I was supposed to believe that my furnace was endangering me, yet there were no signs, and, in fact, the first technician was lying to me.
How old is your furnace?
Well, at the time, it has since been removed. It was about 21 years old. I got a lot of use out of it.
Interesting.
But you got a new furnace now.
I have a new furnace now, and thank goodness it's keeping me nice and toasty these days.
Right. But again, we'll always get a second opinion. There's no question about that. Yep. That's so important, without a doubt. Now, the Connecticut Better Business Bureau is issuing a warning about merchandise that is not what it appears to be. In other words, it isn't a Rolex watch. What's going on here?
Yeah, this kind of reminds me of the street corner in New York City where someone says, hey, want to buy a watch? Well, the problem is law enforcement is telling us that the Internet is being flooded with shoddy knockoffs and pretty well-done knockoffs, luxury items, as you say, ranging from jewelry to perfume and handbags. Unfortunately, if you're a bargain hunter, you could end up with some very expensive junk. According to a report to Homeland Security, the domestic value of phony merchandise, seized during fiscal 2011, for example, was $78.3 million.
Wow.
And it would have had a value of $1.1 billion on the street. Where does this stuff come from? Some of it is stolen, and it's being fenced on the Internet. The other way that this happens is there are what are called gray market goods, and these are well-known brands. They're made for export to other countries who pay less for these. Well, people will go online, and they'll say, well, there's the same television, but for $80 less. The problem is these gray market goods are not for sale here, and one of the reasons, not the least of which, is they do not undergo the same stringent testing that's required of products in this country. So remember, paying $100 for a $1,000 purse could result in getting a poorly manufactured, worthless fake, which some people don't mind, and that's fine. But watch out for the overuse of words like genuine or real, authentic. And keep an eye out for sneaky phrases like inspired by. And know the brand. You can go online and find out from manufacturers what sort of measures they've got or secret stitching to authenticate that it is the real thing.
Wow, this is great stuff.
It's really, really. What now, if somebody wants to get a hold of a Better Business, where do they go?
Well, you can visit us online at bbb.org/CT. And you can always call us at 860-740-4500, and we're always happy to help.
Howard, I've got an assignment for you for the next time we chat.
Okay, I'm not good with homework, but I'm certainly willing to.
Well, we talk a lot, and, you know, you talked about it again today as far as safety on the Internet, et cetera. And I love to follow all of this technology stuff, as you know. And I heard someone say the other day, and this is someone who is very expert on technology, that when it comes to the Windows operating system, not so much Apple, but the Windows operating system, that a lot of these antivirus programs actually leave you open to more viruses that if you just rely on Windows Defender and Windows 10, that you should be covered. So I'd be curious about that. I'd get another perspective, if you will.
All right, that homework I can do, and I'll certainly have that ready for you next time.
Terrific.
Hey, thanks for everything, and I'm glad that you got the furnace. You got a new furnace, and you're going to be warm.
Thanks so much, Brad and Dan. Have a great day.
You bet. Too, you too. Yeah.